It could have been a replay of high school. Girls in groups chattering, guys lined up against the wall, pretending aloofness, checking out the merchandise, waiting for someone to make a move. "You need to get out," my sister Kathy says. "The Sunday night dance at the Continental is for singles over 40. "Okay, okay," I said. "I know I'll never see 40 again, not even 50. Women outnumbered the men, proving they live longer. They sit and wait and talk and wait, and I sat and waited with them. No one came up until the desperation dance was announced. That's ladies' choice, the very last chance. He was nice looking with a well-trimmed beard, and I said yes when he asked. From that moment, nervous, I couldn't stop talking, telling him things he didn't even ask about, and twice I said, "I'm a widow, 59 and a half," like if it was a problem. "Tell me now and I'll go away, I'm gone." He said something about smiling and the space between my teeth, and which I barely heard above my own chatter. After two numbers, he walked me back to my table. Goodbye. The ladies at the table were discussing the price of a singles cruise, and he was dancing with a dark-haired lady I knew was less than 59 and a half. My nervous chatter did me in, I was sure, but there he was, coming to my table again. "He'll ask somebody else," I thought. "Well, you can smile. Dance with me," he commanded. I was on my feet before my mouth could get in gear. It was our third dance, and I was staring at his beard and his mouth and thinking, wondering. As if he read my mind, he said, "Go for it." So right there on the dance floor, I kissed this total stranger like I was possessed. I was frightened. I made a fool of myself. I was elated. Excused myself and ran to the restroom. I couldn't look at him. "Okay, the last dance of the evening," he said. "Is there someone, somewhere you know that's open late where we can go and have coffee and talk, but not your house?" I said, "The Village Inn." So we drove to the Village Inn. We talked for 3 hours. Then we talked for another hour in my car. Driving home alone at 4 a.m., I knew I'd never hear from him again. What does he need with a 59-and-a-half-year-old? 3 days later, he called, and I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you still have something to say."